Angel's Landing in Zion National Park is often considered one of the most dangerous trails in the national park system. I was about to hike it in the dark with a slight chance of showers in the forecast at a time when my climbing legs were not in peak physical condition. I almost didn't. And if I hadn't, I would have missed one of my best hiking days ever. It is difficult trudging upward through the pitch with just enough light to chase the daunting up the trail a few feet beyond your beam. But such is life if you are ever really going anywhere worth arriving.
And I scaled all the highest of mountains, and I stood at the edge of their peaks, but I still couldn't see to the edge of your love for me. And I walked on the wildest of waters, and I sunk to the depths of the sea, but I still couldn't fathom the depths of your love for me. Canyons wide, oceans deep, can't contain all your love for me. No matter how high or far I reach, there's no end to your love for me. And I wrestle belief in the valley, and I barely hung on through the night, but just when I thought it was darkest, the sun began to rise. Canyons wide, breath I breathe, there's no end to your love for me. Where could I run that you wouldn't run after me? How could I fall when you already took the fall for me? Beyond the stars, through the very breath I breathe, there's no end to your love. Your love for
Well, there you are. Welcome to Redemption's Table. It's February 29th, which means 2024 is a leap year. We have 366 days this year. That's one extra day ahead of us to lean in and listen for God's voice, for that possible moment of opportunity when God nudges. And your response to answer God's nudge will be to take a leap of faith. That's exciting. Our opening song today is Canyons by singer-songwriter Corey Asbury. In case you don't recognize the name, Corey wrote another song you may be more familiar with, Oh, the Overwhelming, Never-Ending, Reckless Love of God. Canyons can be found on his 2020 album, To Love a Fool. Go check it out. In 1986, I celebrated the completion of my master's degree by taking a 10-day road trip to visit 8 national parks and monuments. Mesa Verde and the Grand Canyon were the two main destinations, but we also made an afternoon stop in Zion National Park. We spent about 2 to 3 hours there. Now, if you've ever been to Zion, you will know that is not enough time. I made a promise to myself that day to return again. It took me 35 years to keep that promise. I re-entered Zion Canyon in 2021 for the first time since 1986. This seemed like the perfect place to spend a week after a year of worldwide pandemic. A lot of other people evidently thought so too, for the week before I arrived, Zion was boasting record crowds. I was expecting more of the same. It turned out totally different. Now, my soul was more than ready for a month-long sabbatical. I was following a call God had whispered to my spirit incessantly that spring. It was an invitation to come back to the places you know bring life. Zion was one of those places. My soul was ready. I wasn't so sure about my body after a year away from Planet Fitness. My climbing legs were not what they once had been when I lived in the mountains of West Texas. Plus, I took a pretty hard fall while hiking in October 2020. That fall later turned into a bout with sciatic nerve pain. That was a new experience for me, and I was incapacitated for about 5 weeks, a few months prior to my visit to Zion. So for the first time since crawling out of the furnace of the Grand Canyon one July back in the late 1990s, I was uncertain about myself. I knew some of the hikes I planned to take while in Zion were going to be a challenge. So I decided to walk onto the playground of Zion and punch a bully in the nose. And that bully was Angel's Landing. I had been wanting to scale Angel's Landing ever since I learned of its existence. It is often listed as one of the most dangerous hikes in the national park system. It is only 5 miles long round trip and only climbs 1,488 feet. But again, I wasn't as sure about myself as I once had been. We live in a broken world, and it had taken its toll spiritually, relationally, emotionally, mentally, and physically. Now, the trail to Angel's Landing has several sections. From the canyon floor, it climbs until it reaches a series of tight, steep switchbacks, and then it breaks out on a somewhat wide, sandy area known as Scout Lookout before the chains begin. It is here at Scout Lookout that crowds of hikers often gather to navigate the last 438 climbing feet upward along the chains, a half-mile stretch where the hiking trail goes across a narrow spine of rock where the use of chains to climb and to hold on are necessary. Once the daily crowd hits this section of the trail, the last half mile to Angel's Landing becomes more like a line to a Disney World ride than a spectacular climbing adventure in God's great outdoors. I wanted to avoid that scenario if at all possible. So on the Wednesday morning of the hike, I was up at 4 a.m. and on the trail at 4:30 a.m. to hike the daunting trail to Angel's Landing. I had my old Rayovac battery headlamp on. When I reached the trailhead, there was a group of four other hikers crossing the bridge ahead of me. Eventually, they faded on out of sight until it was just me trudging on up the canyon alone in the dark. My headlamp gave me just enough light to see the trail. I had no idea the terrain, the hillside drops I was hiking through at that moment. It was only when I made my way back down in the daylight that I saw the awe-inspiring view and the challenge through which I had climbed in the dark. I made several discoveries that morning. It is difficult walking switchbacks in the dark because you can't see the ending of the switchback. You don't know how far you have to go. You just keep moving forward and upward. My climbing legs felt non-existent in that moment. My body was fighting the climb, and so was my mind. Whenever we take on a challenge, there comes a few moments in the process to most of us when we ask ourselves, what are we doing? Why am I doing this? And you thought this was a good idea? Well, this was 2021, and the whole month of June, I was actually on sabbatical. Between the pandemic and some personal grieving, I needed renewal. All of that weight I had been carrying within was sapping my core strength. And as I began to struggle a little bit, I had a song rush to the forefront of my mind going up that hillside, a song I had just recently heard for the first time that kept pushing me forward. It was Brandon Lake's Gratitude. And the words I kept singing and thinking over and over again were these. So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Over and over, I sang and prayed those words as I pushed through the unknown. It is difficult trudging upward through the pitch with just enough light to chase the daunting up the trail a few feet beyond your beam. But such is life if you are ever really going anywhere worth arriving. So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. I entered Refrigerator Canyon in the pre-dusk. A sign told me to be quiet, for Mexican spotted owls were nesting nearby. I didn't see them, but I'm sure they heard my heart beating as I passed by. I started counting switchbacks, for I knew I had to be close to the section of the trail known as Walter's Wiggles, a series of 21 tight, steep switchbacks. When I finished those switchbacks that almost finished me, a burst of adrenaline hit me. I was at the chains. I had only 438 feet more to climb and a half mile to go. About that time, a couple of guys from Wyoming caught up with me as I hit the chains, so I let them pass. I was now in savoring mode. No hurry at all. The weather was cool, cloudy, light raindrops began to fall. The view on this thin slice of rock was incredible, with sheer drops at times on either side of the narrow trail. Using the chains required a whole different set of muscles. Sometimes I was pulling myself upwards. At one point, I was eye to eye with a chipmunk in a crevice as my face passed by from where he was telling me what he thought about me being up all in his business. I was the eighth person to reach the summit of Angel's Landing that morning. It had taken 2 hours to get to the top. chipmunks clamored everywhere. I spent about an hour on the landing before I began my journey back down the chains. And by then, the first wave of hikers had begun to arrive, and before long, people would outnumber the chipmunks. As I pondered that first day back in Zion in my journal, I thought of some factors that made me consider postponing that hike. The weather forecast for that Wednesday morning was cloudy. I thought that might not be the prettiest time to hike it. Turns out it was perfect. May not have been the best conditions for sunrise either, but it was stunning nonetheless. And it was from that time spent alone with God afterwards, reflecting on that hike, that He gave me a principle for life that I lean into to this very day. Take the day the Lord gives you. Take the day the Lord gives you. It is better to take the day the Lord gives you rather than trying to wait for a better day in order to better control your own day. Which, good luck with that. That's a complete illusion. Take the day the Lord gives you. Also, all of us will find ourselves in seasons that can best be described as struggling upward through the dark. A season of loss, a season of grief, a season of why, a season of lull and low tides. At the same time, it could also be a season of long obedience, where you are following Jesus in some footsteps that are painful, that are challenging. You know what He has asked of you. Perhaps you set out with joy in following that dream that He placed within your heart, but it is taking so much longer than you anticipated. There are so many of us God is speaking to right now. May I encourage you? Be kind to yourself. Keep trusting God. It took Joseph 13 years to go from pit to prison to second in command of all of Egypt. His story, no doubt, contained many hours of climbing upward through the dark. I remember a week before the pandemic back in 2020. I was on my way out of town to talk to a couple who had lost their son to suicide. We were doing an interview for this podcast. During the two-hour drive towards their home, I tuned into Bob Goff's Dream Big podcast. He was interviewing Kayla Stockline. Her megachurch pastor husband, Andrew, had ended his life in suicide, and Kayla was sharing her story. There was one statement she made in that interview that struck me deep. She said, "The quickest way to reach the sun isn't to head west towards the sunset. It's actually to head east and plunge into the darkness until you reach the sunrise." In essence, Kayla was encouraging all who are heavy laden to step into our deepest dark with Jesus. This is not a cliche. We are walking into the heartbreak of our darkness with the light of the world if we are following Him. As David wrote in Psalm 139, "If I say, surely the darkness shall cover me and the light about me be night, even the darkness is not dark to you, God. The night is bright as the day, for darkness is as light with you." Take the day the Lord gives you. Keep climbing upward through the night and find your renewed strength, as I did on that climb in Zion, in gratitude. So come on, my soul. Oh, don't you get shy on me. Lift up your song, because you've got a lion inside of those lungs. Get up and praise the Lord. Well, thanks for coming to today's table. If today's episode encouraged you, share it with someone climbing through their darkness right now. Share it with someone who needs encouragement. Until next table, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make His face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord turn His face toward you and give you His peace.
There's no end to your love for me. Canyons wide, oceans deep, can't contain your love.